so wrong and the wrong is all right. Gotta act, getting back, am I losing my track? The last will be first and the first will be last. I got a bug in my mind of an implant kind. Got a bug in my mind of an implant kind. I'll be the bug up your ass, be the bug up your ass. I'll be the bug up your ass, I'll be the bug up your ass.
This is Batman. No one has ever lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
your bones. You won't have a single atom left to cover.
Yeah. night, Chip. Drive carefully home.
Rock and roll music and why I preach against it. I believe that it is a contributing fact to our juvenile delinquency of today.
DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. 120 minutes of rockabilly, hillbilly, old country, 50s R&B, and vintage rock and roll.
I know what it does to you.
Friday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m., alternating with Steve Harnish and the Bingo Show. Only here on WMFO in Medford.
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat.
Want some now? Just search the web for DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour to find the website, Blogspot, Facebook and MySpace pages, and Apple iTunes podcasts. Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and WMFO.org on the web.
It even vibrates like real.
Yeah! takes ten notice.
Coming home, so lay the table.
Look at you.
All the sense, all you over, under, out. I was done. What's more, it's holding hands in the dark. Kissing sun, kissing cousins, kissing this.
Hello, my name is Jim Gray, and I am a judge of the Superior Court in California and a former federal prosecutor in Los Angeles. I would like to talk to you for a moment about marijuana. Did you know that since the federal government first banned marijuana in 1937, usage in this country has actually gone up by about 4,000%? Or did you know that in the Netherlands, where adults are allowed to possess small amounts of marijuana and buy it from government-regulated businesses, fewer adults and fewer teenagers smoke marijuana than here in our country? Or that an American is arrested on marijuana charges every 38 seconds? If you are wondering if any of this makes sense, you are not alone. To find out more, contact the Marijuana Policy Project at 1-877-JOIN-MPP or visit them on the web at mpp.org. Thank you and good luck to us all.
Destroying our minds. Let us all together make our consciousness blind.
where the merchants like to win. That's what they call normal, then I'd rather be insane. Factions are from giving up what you want to do with your life. Ease up from giving up things like control of your own mind. Never gonna ask any question, then you're never gonna get no answer. Always be wondering what do you want, keep getting older faster.
Here we go again. For the battle's just begun. On my knee, darling. Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts University Radio.
Let me start at the very beginning. I did a vodka ad. That's the first important thing. A big vodka company wanted to do a prestige ad. And they wanted to get Noel Coward originally for it, but he was not available. He had acquired the rights to My Fair Lady, and he was removing the music and lyrics and make it back into Pygmalion. And they tried to get Laurence Olivier and Halle Loki, you know, and they finally got me to do the... I tell you, they got my name. It was on a list in Eichmann's pocket when they picked him up. And I'm sitting home one night, I'm watching television. I'm watching a special version of Peter Pan on television, starring Kate Smith, you know? And having trouble flying her because the chains keep breaking all the time, you know? And the phone rings, and a voice on the other end says, "How would you like to be this year's vodka man?" And I said, no, I'm an artist. I do not do commercials. I don't panda. I don't drink vodka. And if I did, I wouldn't drink your product. And he said, too bad. It pays $50,000. And I said, hold on. I'll put Mr. Allen on the phone. And I was caught here in an ethical crisis. Should I advertise a product that I don't actually use is the problem, because I'm not a drinker. My body will not tolerate spirits, really. I had two martinis New Year's Eve, and I tried to hijack an elevator and fly it to Cuba. And in the past, whenever I had any sort of emotional problem, I used to consult with my analyst all the time. This is public knowledge. I was in analysis for years because of a traumatic childhood I had when I was younger. I was breastfed from falsies. It scarred me emotionally, you know. I was in a strict Freudian analysis for a long time. And my analyst died 2 years ago, and I never realized it. And now, whenever I have any sort of problem, I consult with my spiritual counselor, who in my case is my rabbi. And I called him up on the phone. I laid the proposition on him. And he said, don't do it, because it's illegal and immoral to advertise a product that you don't use just for the money. And I said, okay, and I passed the ad up. And I must say, it took great courage at the time, because I needed the money. I was writing, and I needed to be freed creatively. I was working on a nonfiction version of the Warren Report. You know? I just passed the ad up. And a month later, I'm leafing through Life magazine, and I see a photograph of Monique Van Vooren in a slim bikini bathing suit, and she's on the beach in Jamaica. And there, next to her, with a cool vodka in his hand, is my rabbi. So I call him up on the phone, you know, and he puts me on hold. What happened is he wanted to go into show business. He had done a late night prayer on television. And he was in the middle of the 23rd Psalm, and he tried to ad-lib, you know. He tried to name the Ten Commandments, and he couldn't think of them quickly enough. Instead, he named the Seven Dwarfs. He's got a discotheque now with his colleagues. They have topless rabbis, you know. No skull cap on.